morning.
大家早上好。
You know, many of us, I believe, grow up fantasizing that we are superheroes.
我相信我们很多人在成长过程当中都幻想曾经自己做一个超人。
I remember growing up, I dreamed of being Superman.
我在成长的时候也曾经想幻想自己成为一个超人。
You know, that all I have to do is to unbutton my shirt and, you know, remove my shirt and I could immediately fly.
就是解开我的纽扣然后就可以飞上天。
Maybe you have similar fantasies.
我想也许你也有过和我一样的类似这样的幻想。
Except that, perhaps instead of one of the heroes of the Justice League, you want to become one of the Avengers.
只不过可能差别的地方是在于你可能不再是或者是说正义联盟里面的一个成员，或者是成为复仇者当中的一个。
You want to be like Iron Man or the Incredible Hulk, for example.
或者是说成为那些特别的怪兽。
Now, these fantasies are not necessarily bad.
当然，我们谈及这些事情也不一定是说一定是错的。
In fact, if there's something good that comes out of these fantasies,
实际上在这些幻想当中也可以有一些很好的东西值得我们思考。
Is that somehow it awakens our desire to do what is right?
换句话说，这个可以唤醒我们里面的这个思想，可以去做一些正确的事情。
Just like the superheroes, we want to be like them. We want to do what is right.
就好像这些超人一样，我们想像他们一样，可以做一些正确的事情。
And just like the superheroes, we want to defend the people who are in need of help.
正好像这些超人一样，我们也可以为这些需要当中的人去辩护。
And just like the superheroes, we want to defend truth and justice and freedom.For all mankind.
正好像这些超人一样，我们可以为全人类去辩护，为真理、为正义去辩护。
My pointer is gone. I excuse me. Okay. Technical problems.
一些小问题。
No, think about this.
那大家想一想。
Doing what is right.
就是做正确的事情。
Helping those who are in need.
帮助那些有需要的人。
Defending the truth.
为真理而辩护。
These are what superheroes do.
这些不正是超人们所做的事情吗？
Aren't those things what Christians are supposed to be doing as well?
实际上这些事情也应当是基督徒应当去做的。
In fact, we are all to be superheroes.
我们其实每一个人都应当成为那些的超人，就所谓的超级的英雄。
In fact, there are several commands in the scriptures that as Christians we have to do what is right.
实际上在经文的教训当中也有许多地方提醒我们应当去做那些正确的事情。
We have to help those people who are in need.
我们也应当帮助那些有需要的人。
And in fact, there are also scriptural passages that tells us that we have to defend the truth.
也有很多的经文告诉我们应当去如何去为真理而辩护。
In fact, there are explicit commands, for example, in Jude and in 2 John, that somehow we have to guard the truth.
实际上在在犹大书在这个约翰书信当中，我们都看见那里提及说我们应当如何为真理而辩护。
If you remember yesterday, Teacher Sun Liang, he also mentioned one of the situation in China that somehow there's a need for us to reallystand our ground and defend the truth from false teachers.
实际上昨天孙老师在我们当中分享是提及我们在中国的一些的逼迫的一些情况，所以也在这种情况当中我们也有必要去能够有些人能够站立起来为真理而辩护。
And I think as Christians perhaps we need to make our own group of superheroes.
所以我想作为基督徒也许我们需要有我们自己的所谓的超人的社圈。
That we will become the defenders of the faith.
我们可以成为那些所谓的真理的辩护者。
In fact, this is something that the scriptures tells us that we need to do.
实际上，这也是经文告诉我们应当去做的事情。
Defend the faith.
就是为信仰而辩护。
The good, and this is something that we cannot overemphasize.
当然，这也是一些我们不能够去过分强调的事情。
The only difficulty is sometimes we are so excited about defending the faith that we overdo it.
这个问题的纠结的地方在于，有的时候我们会太对于有关于辩护真理的事情太过于兴奋。
We overdo it to the point that we fight for the wrong reasons.
有的时候我们就是做过了头，也我不知道为什么要去做。
We fight the wrong people.
我们为了这个跟错误的人去征战。
And in the end, we're actually fighting the wrong battles.
最后我们也打错了这个仗。
And the result is, instead of really defending the truth, we're actually destroying the body of Christ.
所以实际上最后造成的一个结果就是，我们反而没有去辩护，为真理而去辩护，而是这个，而是使基督的身体受损。
We think we are defending the truth, but what we are actually doing is that we are advancing our own preferences.
当我们觉得说我们是在为真理而辩护的时候，实际上我们只不过是推崇我们个人的喜好罢了。
Christians, again, we need to emphasize that we need to defend the truth.
基督徒当然需要去强调说我们需要去为真理辩护。
But we have to keep in mind the how is as important as the what.
但是我们需要去强调，就是我们为什么去辩护，跟我们为什么去辩护，这个是同样重要的一个事情。
The how and the why is as important as the what.
那个如何和为什么，跟我们为什么的内容去辩护是一样的重要。
Why we do it, how we do it, is as important as what we do.
我再说，就是我们为什么以及我们如何和为什么去辩护，和相对比我们为什么去辩护是一样的重要。
And I think in this regard we can learn a lot from the Bereans.
我想就是如果是从这方面，我们可以从经文当中可以学习到很多。
Why don't we go back to our text for today?
那我们一起来回到我们今天所要查考的经
文。Let's begin reading verse 10 once again.
那我们再一起来再一次读第十节。
Verse 10 it says, The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue.
第十节，弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往比利亚去，二人到了就进入犹太人的会堂。
Here we read a continuation of the story of Luke's account of Paul's missionary journey.
在这里其实讲到是这个路加所记载的保罗的这个行传的一个延续。
After his work in Asia Minor, Paul was planning to go to the region just west of Asia Minor.
实际上在这之前你可以看见说保罗原本在这个亚细亚一带，他只不过是想向西部的亚细亚在拓展他的工作。
But for some reasons, the Holy Spirit somehow, as we are told, prevented Paul from doing mission in that area.
但是在不知道不知名的原因，就是圣灵禁止他们在这个地方工作。
How did he do it? We don't know exactly.
我们也不知道具体的原因是什么。
All we know is that Paul was instructed and led to go further west.
我们唯一所知道就是圣灵被教导他们要需要更往西部去走。
And that is why we read about Paul's mission to the cities of Macedonia, Thessalonica, Berea, and Athens.
这也就是我们在最后可以看到保罗在所谓这个马其顿，在帖撒罗尼迦，在比利亚。
And just like what Paul would always do whenever he visited a city, he would go to the Jewish synagogue and, you know, worship with the Jews there.
正好像保罗去到其他地方一样，保罗去到一个地方的时候，就去到当地的犹太人会堂，和他们一起崇拜。
And as he worshipped together with the Jews, he would take that opportunity to share the gospel to them as well.
当他们在这些地方崇拜的时候，他就会借着这个机会和他们一起去分享福音。
In other words, Paul, the Jew from Tarsus.Would go to other cities and preach to other diaspora Jews in other cities.
换句话说，这位从大数来的这个寄居于外面的犹太人，会向在这些其他地方寄居的犹太人一起来去分享这个福音。
Now keep in mind that they are Jews, even though they are from different cities. Somehow they share a lot of things in common.
当然我们要去知道说，这些犹太人虽然是从不同的地方来，但是他们在他们信仰当中还是有很多类似的地方。
They share a lot of cultural similarities.
他们有许多的文化的认同的地方。
I think we can compare the Jews in diaspora much like to the Chinese in diaspora today.
我想也许我们可以以犹太人的这个寄居在外的犹太人和今天寄居在外面的这个中国人来去做一个比较。
Here in BSOP, we have Chinese who are originally from southern Philippines.
我们这里有一些中国人就是原来是从中国的南部这个搬迁过来这里。
We have several faculty members who are from Central Philippines.
我们也有几位老师是从菲律宾的中部过来。
We have Chinese from Southern Luzon.
也有从这个南部 Luzon 这个地方过来。
And the rest of us are scattered all over.
我们其他人其他的老师的话，也从不同的地方过来。
But even though we are Chinese from different places, we still share a lot of things in common.
虽然我们是从不同地方的的人过来，但是我们还是作为中国人，我们还是有许多共同的地方。
All of us agree that the steam buns of Mamun Lok is better than the steam buns of Chowking.
我们都认为就是某一个就是某一个店里的包子的味道会比那个超群里面的包子的味道更好。
Don't be too hard on Chowking. They're trying their best.
不要太怪我，因为这个地方是有点难翻译。
The point that I'm trying to make is that even though we are from different places, but somehow being coming from the same heritage, coming from we share the same culture as well.
所以就是换句话说，我们从不同的地方过来，但是我们还是有着同样的一个文化的一个传承。
And that is why even though the Jews they are from some are from Berea, some are from Thessalonica, and the preacher is from Tarsus, somehow they still share.A lot of cultural similarities.
所以就是说，有些人从帖撒罗尼迦，有些人是从从比利亚或者从其他地方犹太人，但是他们都有一些非常共性的地方。
They have a lot of things in common.
他们有许多共同的地方。
They share the same scripture.
他们一起有同样的一个经文。
And in many ways, they share the same belief.
他们许多时候他们也有同样的一个信仰。
But here's the problem.
当然，这个问题在于这里。
Here comes Paul from Tarsus.
这位从大树的这个保罗过来。
They are expected to share the same belief.
当然，大家也期盼他可以在这里分享的是同样的一个信仰。
Coming to Thessalonica.
因为他来到帖撒罗尼迦之后呢。
And then he would start preaching. You know what? There is a resurrection.
然后他就开始这个讲有关于复活的道理。
And for the Jews there, let's say.What are you talking about?
对于在帖撒罗尼迦这些犹太人会说，这个人到底在讲什么东西呢？
What do you mean God raised a person from the dead?
你说神叫人从死里复活，这是什么意思呢？
You know, this is not something that we have learned as a young kid growing up.
You haven't learned, right?
This is not something that we have learned from as a kid.
这个因为这个是他们从小以来从来没有听过的一些新奇的道理。
They are supposed to share theological similarities also.
因为他们也应当他们本来应当期盼的是他们应当能够分享一些他们在神学上共性的一些地方。
But here's Paul presenting something that they have never heard of.
所以在这里保罗过来的时候去跟他们去分享一些他们从来没有听过的东西。
No wonder the response of the Thessalonians was one of you know agitation and somehow they it's something that bothers them a lot.
所以也正是因为这个缘故，在帖撒罗尼迦才发生了这些所谓之后的这些的骚乱的这些事情。因为这些东西的确是对他们来说是非常大的一个搅扰。
Now keep in mind the Bereans. For the Bereans, that is also something new.
但是大家也要同样注意，对于同样的在对于这些住在比利亚的人来说，这也是新奇的东西。
And in fact, what Paul was teaching was not a minor issue.
实际上，保罗在那里所讲的、分享的这些道理，不是一个小的问题。
It is something that really shook their faith.
而实际上是那些真正能够去冲击他们信仰的东西。
You know, we often hear one of the favorite expressions that Christians would say.
我们经常听到在基督教圈子里面，大家会常常提到的一段的话语。
We hear it says in all essentials unity, in non-essentials liberty, and in everything charity.
也就是说，在所谓既要的信仰上，我们保持合一；在这个非既要的事情上，我们这个我们
liberty。
在非既要的事情上，我们自由；在所有的这些的小的问题上面，我们就保持宽容。
Even though that is what we said.
当然，虽然我们是这样说
，but what we really mean is another thing.
但是我们真正去做的就是另外一回事。
What we meant is, in all essentials, you have to agree with me.
我们真正在实际当中，我们可能会这样说，就是说，我们在所有的 作为必要性上，我们必须要认同。
In non-essentials, you still have to agree with me.
在非必要的事情上，你还是必须要和我认同。
And in everything, you still don't get it, do you?
在所有的事情上，你还是，你还是要，你还是要和我一起。
Because in everything, you have to agree with me.
因为在所有的事情上，你必须和我一起认同。
And because this is what we really mean.
因为这个，因为我们真正是想说这些，想表达这些信息。
What happens is, in all essentials, we fight.
所以也就意味着，最后我们在所有的，甚至在必要的事情上，我们也会征战。
In non-essentials, we still fight.
我们也不认同，而且在非必要的事情上，我们也依然在征战。
And in everything, we fight.
也就是说，最终到最后的结果，就是在不管大小的事情上，我们都在一起征战。
Do you agree?
你认同吗
？This is a painful reality about us as Christians.
我想这也是一个这个现实的一个写照，对于我们今天的基督徒来说。
Sometimes in our eagerness to defend the faith,
有的时候因为是出于我们自己的个人的忠心，以至于我们想去维护这个信仰。
We fight the wrong battles.
所以我们就打错了这个仗。
Again, let me emphasize this.
再次让我来强调一点。
We have to defend the faith.
当然，我们是需要去为信仰而辩护。
But make sure we are fighting the correct battles.
但是要确保我们是在打那正确的仗。
And there's a lot of things that we can learn from the Bereans in this regard.
我想在就这个方面来说，我们可以从这些比利亚人学习很多的东西。
Let's continue on in verse 11
and 12. 那我们来继续看到第十一到第十二节。
It says, "Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examined the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Many of them therefore believed, with not a few Greek women of high standing as well as men."
经文接着说，这地方的人先于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。所以他们中间，都有相信的，有希腊尊贵的妇女，男子也不少。
You see, there are two things I think we can observe about from this passage.
我想就是有两点，至少从这些经文当中我们可以观察到。
First of all, the Jews from Berea were compared with the Jews from Thessalonica.
第一点就是从比利亚的这些犹太人和这个帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人有一个很清楚的对比。
Secondly, the deeds or the things that the Bereans did.Were described here in this passage also.
另外一点就是这些比利亚的犹太人，他们的行为就在这里特别被记载。
Let's talk about the first one.
那我们先讲第一点。
The Bereans were compared with the Thessalonians.
就是比利亚人和这个帖撒罗尼迦的这些犹太人有一个清楚的
对比。And we are told that the Bereans were more noble than those Jews in Thessalonica.
经文在这里告诉我们说，这个地方的人是贤于帖撒罗尼迦的人。
You know, we read the story of Paul's mission to Thessalonica in chapter 17, verses 1 to 9.
我们实际上在之前的一到九节有很清楚记载保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的事工的情况。
And we can see that the work, because of the work of Paul, many of the Jews in Thessalonica and even the Gentiles in Thessalonica heard the word and they believed the message of Paul.
也是因着保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的工作，许多在帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人，甚至是外邦人，都接受了这个道。
But many of the Thessalonians were not happy with what Paul had done.
但是许多在帖撒罗尼迦的人，对保罗在那里做的事情非常的不高兴。
No, the story of Paul's mission to Thessalonica was very short.
实际上保罗在帖撒罗尼迦的时间是非常的短。
In fact, his sermon in Thessalonica was not even recorded in that passage.
在这些经文当中，甚至没有给我们记载保罗在那里的他的经文的信息。
However, as we read that story, somehow we would be able to guess what are the things that Paul talked about or preached in Thessalonica.
但是从这些行句当中，我们似乎能够揣测到保罗他当时讲到的一些具体的内容。
First of all, he talks about the resurrection.
首先第一点，他讲到有关于复活的信息。
Secondly, he talks about Jesus being king.
第二点，他讲到有关于耶稣是王。
In fact, we can see that in verse 3 and 7.
实际上，我们在第三节和第七节这个地方可以看到。
And we are told that when Paul went to Thessalonica, he was there explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ."
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦讲解有关于基督的必须受苦，然后从死里复活的信息。也就是说，耶稣就是他们曾经在旧约新圣经当中所预言的那位基督。
In other words, this is the main message that Paul had preached in Thessalonica.
换句话说，这一节的信息，这一段话的信息是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦讲到的一个核心的内容。
That God had raised Jesus from the dead.
那就是上帝使耶稣从死里复活。
Now keep in mind that not all Jews believe in the resurrection.
当然，请大家注意，不是所有的犹太人都相信复活的道理。
We have seen the story about the Sadducees and the Pharisees.Having those differences, right?
实际上，我们在其他地方也可以看到有关于法利赛人和撒都该人在有关于复活道理上是有分歧的。
The Sadducees do not believe in the resurrection.
法利赛人不相信复活的道理。
And they're the more influential group even.
实际上，他们是更有影响力的一个团体。
In fact, as Peter was and John was preaching in Jerusalem, somehow the Sadducees had to stop them and say, "Hey, you have to stop preaching what you are preaching."Because we don't even believe that.
记得就是保罗和约翰起初在初期教会的时候，在圣殿里面讲道的时候，他们的信息也是传讲这样的信息，以至于他们最后都阻止他在那里
传讲这个道理。And they have to stop the apostles from preaching that because it is something that is opposed to what they hold on to.
他们之所以阻止他在那里传讲这个道理，因为这个是他们所反对的一个信息。
And somehow we can guess that.Probably that is something that is also happening in Thessalonica.
所以我们也许可以去思想，也许同样的一个事件发生在帖撒罗尼迦。
That when the Jews in Thessalonica heard that Paul was preaching about the resurrection, they were thinking, this is not something that is orthodox.
所以当这个在帖撒罗尼迦犹太人听见保罗传讲这个有关于复活道理的时候，他们就会在思想，这个也许不是有关于正，这不是他们的正统信仰。
And therefore, the right thing for us to do is to stop them, stop Paul from preaching.
所以我们唯一正确应当做的事情是即刻停止他继续传讲。
We don't want to hear anything about the resurrection.
因为我们不想听到有关任何复活的道理。
We don't believe the resurrection, and therefore you're not allowed to preach about that.
复活道理，所以你不可以传讲复活的道理。
Not only that.
不仅如此
，Paul was even proclaiming that Jesus is king.
保罗甚至传讲有关于耶稣是王的信息。
And so in verse 7, we hear about a certain person named Jason.
所以在第七节我们提到了有个人提到说叫耶孙。
Who was considered as some kind of a collaborator.
就是这个
An accomplice or...
就是所以在那里提到这个耶孙这个人是讲的是一个这个一个反抗者。是一个这个反叛的一个人。
Why? Because he received those people who are preaching that there is another king.
因为这个人接受他们，就是所谓传讲说，耶稣是王的这个。
Because in their mind there is only one king, namely
Caesar. 因为在犹太人的观念当中，只有一个王。
Now, if you are preaching here that there is another king, that's sedition.
所以如果另外有人。跑过来说这个有另外一个王，这个信息是煽动性的一个信息。
Why is it that the Thessalonians were not happy about that?
所以我们这样就明白为什么这个帖撒罗尼迦的人为什么不喜欢这个信息。
No, think about this.
所以请大家思想一下。
If the Romans hear that there were Jews in Thessalonica preaching and proclaiming that there is another king, what would they do?
大家思想一下，如果罗马人听说在帖撒罗尼迦犹太人去传讲一个信息说，说有另外一个王，会发生什么事情呢
？Wouldn't they come and deal with the problem？
他们会过来处理这个问题吗
？But the problem is when the Romans come to Thessalonica and then all they hear about is that there were Jews preaching that there's another king。
但是，请大家记住，当罗马人过来的时候，他们唯一所知道的就是说，在那个城市的犹太人在传讲有关于这个另外一个王的信息。
Most likely, they would not be able to tell the difference who are the believing Jews and who are the non-believing Jews.
也许他们不一定能够分辨哪些是相信这个或者是不相信这个道理的人。
Because in their mind, the Jews are preaching that there's another king. All of the Jews are rebellious people.
因为在他们的观念当中，他们听说有犹太人在传讲有另外一个王的信息，所以也就意味着所有的犹太人在那个城市犹太人都是反叛的。
And so, what would the Thessalonians do? Jewish Thessalonians do?
所以，这个在犹太在帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人会怎么做呢
？They have to think of ways in order to protect themselves.
他们也必须思想到有关于自我保护的问题。
Before they come and kill us, we will kill you first.
在他们罗马人过来杀我们之前，也许让我们先把你杀掉吧。
That is for self. It's a very natural response.
这是很自然的明哲保身的道理。
If because of what you are preaching, you are putting our life in danger, before they come to kill us, we will kill you first.
因为如果你传讲的信息把我们陷于危险当中，也许让他们等别人来杀，也许等别人来害我们之前，让我们先把你干掉。
And that is why the Jewish Thessalonians were not happy about with Paul.
所以也就这也就解释了为什么在帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人为什么不欢喜保罗在那里所传讲的信息。
Not only because in their eyes Paul is preaching something that is false, namely the resurrection, he's even being seditious.
所以对他们来说，保罗在那里不但是传讲的有关于比如说刚才讲到的复活的这个错误的信息，而且他所传讲的信息是煽动性的一个信息。
Putting their lives in danger.
把他们的生命置于危险之中。
In fact, we are even told in verse 5 that the Thessalonians were jealous of Paul.
实际上在第五节我们看到就是帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人他们就是嫉妒保罗。
It seems that the word jealous may not be the best word to translate.This passage.
也许嫉妒这个词并不是最好的一个翻译的词语。
Because the Thessalonians were not jealous of Paul in a sense that, oh, Paul had many followers, we are so envious of him. It's not like that.
在这里嫉妒这个解读的信息不是说，哦，有很多人跟随了保罗，所以我们就非常不愉快。
It is not this kind of jealousy that Luke was talking about.
所以在这里的嫉妒不是那一种，路加这里讲的其实不是那一种的嫉妒。
But perhaps we are talking about this kind of being zealous.
而是这个我们这里经文其实讲到是他们这个大发热心。
More like the religious extremists of today.
就好像今天的这些宗教的极端分子一样，大发热心。
You disagree with me.
如果你和我不认同的话呢
？I kill you.
我就把你杀掉。
You teach something that I don't agree with.
如果你传讲一些我不认同的道理呢
？What do I do?
我会怎么做呢
？I kill you.
我就把你杀掉。
And I think this is the kind of zeal that we see among the Jewish Thessalonians.
我想在这里这种热心就是我们在帖撒罗尼迦所看见的一个场景。
Because they hear something that they disagree with.
因为他们听见了一些他们不认同的道理。
And for them, the right thing for them to do is to kill this person who holds that idea that they disagree with.
对他们来说，就是唯一能做的事情就是把那个和他们不认同的那个人把他杀掉。
But we are told in chapter 17, verse 11.
但是我们在第十七章第十一节在这里看到
that the Jews in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica.
那就是这个在比利亚的犹太人贤于或者说是尊贵于帖撒罗尼迦的人。
Keep in mind that the Bereans have theological differences with Paul also.
请大家同样注意，就是在比利亚的这些犹太人的话，其实跟保罗也是有同样的神学上的见解的不同。
Differences. They are theologically different from Paul.
也就是说，他们跟保罗在神学上还是有不同的见解的。
But what makes them noble, more noble than the Thessalonians?
但是之所以使他们贤于或者说尊贵于这个帖撒罗尼迦的人
，What they did makes them more noble.
而是他们所做的。
Why? Because what they did is what they did shows the kind of character that they have.
因为他们所做的反映了他们的一个品德。
We are told that they received the word with eagerness.
首先是他们甘心领受这道，或者说是他们渴慕这道。
And they did not just believe everything that they hear.
当然，他们也不是就是相信凡是传讲给他们的信息。
In fact, they examined the scriptures daily.
实际上，这经文讲到这里，他们天天查考圣经。
What Paul was preaching is not something that they are used to hearing.
实际上，保罗所传讲的信心，并不是他们习惯以后常常听见的一个道理。
In fact, what Paul was preaching is not something that they agree with.
实际上，保罗所传讲，并不是他们当时所能够认同的。
But they did not react like the Thessalonians.
但是他们并没有像在帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人一样，同样的一个反应。
Instead, what they did was to first listen.
但是呢，同时的话呢，他们的第一个反应的话呢，就是听。
They listen, and after listening, they examine the scriptures.
他们听了之后的话呢，也去仔细的去查考。
And I think what they did shows the kind of character that the Bereans have.
我想在这里所这些的行动也向我们表达这些的比利亚的这些犹太人他们有的一个品德。
And I think this is something that we need to learn from the Thessalonians. This is something we need to learn from the Bereans.
所以我想在这里的话，也是我们应当从这些比利亚的信徒的这些犹太人身上应当学习的一个道理。
He's still awake and I'm half asleep already. It means he's listening, which is a good thing.
反正我们还清醒的。
Now keep in mind what I said earlier, that it is very important for us to defend the faith.
所以也就是再次强调我们之前所讲的一个内容，就是说为真理而辩护。
In fact, this is what we are told to do.
实际上这也是我们被教导去做的，应当去做的一个事情。
But in doing so, I think we need to learn the character of the Bereans.
但是要去这样去做的话，我们可以从这些比利亚的犹太人的品德当中去学习。
We need to learn how to listen.
我们可以去学习如何去听。
Even to those people we may disagree with.
甚至和那些我们不认同的人。
And we need to learn to constantly examine the scriptures.
而且我们也需要去不断的去学习，不断的去查考圣经。
Keep in mind that the how and the why is as important as the what.
像我刚才所讲的，就是如何和为什么去辩护，相对比我们去辩护什么是同样的重要。
It is important for us to defend the faith.
我们去辩护信为信仰去辩护是一个重要的事情。
But how we do it and why we do it are equally as important.
但是我们如何去做以及为什么去做也是同样的重要。
And what really makes the difference is the attitude that we have.
之所以有这个差别是因为这个态度上的一个差别。
You know, one of the, I think one of the weakness of evangelicals is that sometimes we long to create the image of being conservative more than anything else.
我想有一个很大的问题，就是我们所谓这些福音派的信徒，就是我们常常渴慕，就是
We long to have an image of being conservative.
就是我们常常渴慕，就是别人看我们是一个所谓的这个正统保守派的信徒。
Keep in mind that being conservative simply means that we are preserving tradition.
请大家注意，就是我们所谓当我们说到说保守的时候，只不过是在说明我们是在持守这些所谓的传统。
Being conservative is not always being biblical.
你这个你当你说你保守的时候，不一定代表说你就是符合圣经的。
No, pay attention to what I said.
请注意我要说的内容。
I did not say that being conservative is not being biblical. I didn't say that.
就是说，换句话说，我并没有说保守的这些的人，或者说就是不合圣经的。
In fact, I think we need to be conservative.
实际上，我觉得我们应当是要有保守性的。
There are traditions that we need to preserve.
有一些传统是我们是肯定是需要去持守的。
But I think we need to be to remove our confusion in this matter.
但是我想我们要去把一些的混乱的一些东西需要去澄清。
Being conservative simply means being traditional.
所谓保守也只不过意味着说是有传统性的、传承性的。
And being traditional is not always being biblical.
传统性不一定在每个时候都意味着是符合圣经的。
You don't have to look at today's example. Just read the Gospels.
你不需要看我们今天旁边的事例，你只需要去 读圣经就可以看见。
If you have Jesus in front of you and the Pharisees on the other end, Jesus on the one side and the Pharisees on the other end.
假设说，耶稣在一旁，然后法利赛人在一旁。
Who is the conservative one?
你觉得哪一个是保守派呢？
Who's the conservative, the Pharisees or Jesus?
是耶稣呢，还是法利赛人是保守派呢？
The Pharisees are the conservative ones.
法利赛人是保守派。
No, are they scriptural?
他们是符合圣经的吗？
You know the answer.
你知道那个答案是什么？
I think this is something that we need to be clear about.
所以我想这就是我们在这里需要去澄清的一些的地方。